Guten Morgen, everybody. It is Monday morning. Usually I try to do these over the weekend. But my mother-in-law is over here as well. So we had a lovely evening yesterday, afternoon and evening after I finished my run yesterday. And I was like, do you know what? I don't really feel like being apart from the family and all the goings on. To record the pod. So I said, John, I'll do it tomorrow morning. So here I am, Monday morning, recording the podcast. Quick update, guys, for anybody that's doing the crewman hikes and excursions. Our next one is going to be on the 10th of December. And it is going to be a hike in sauna, right? So it's going to be a sunrise hike of Lough Nakuila. It'll be fantastic. It'll be a tremendous hike, honestly. It's going to be beautiful. And then we're going to finish up just across from the Glenmalure Lodge. Shirley's sauna is there. We're going to head in for our sauna sessions. We're going to dip in the river right across from the sauna. It's only about 20 feet walk into the river after the sauna. And then anyone and everybody can go into the Glenmalure Lodge and get some food. So it's just a wholesome Saturday morning. And it's great as well, because if you've got a few drinky poos organized for that time of the year, silly season and that, then you will be able to be all fresh and revitalized and tell all your mates about all the class stuff you did on the sunrise hike and a sauna, and you dipped in the feckin' river and everything. So you'll be the talk of the town. Bye. Swear to God. So that's that. Secondly, got some really big plans for the new year. We're definitely going to go back to the Galties and go camping in the new year. We're going to go and do the Galtie Loop, and then we're going to go camping out. And then early in the new year, I am going to try and organise a trip over to either Snowdonia or Ben Nevis for a trip. So hope to get that. Hope to get just buy-in from people on that end of things, and I promise you it'll be a tremendous trip. So really looking forward to that. Today's podcast, right, I've been talking a lot about mental health surrounding International Men's Day. I had 5 or 6 International Men's Day events go on, and it was tremendous, really tremendous, to be part of so many, I suppose, encouraging and heartwarming events. That, you know, it was just absolutely amazing to get an opportunity to just tell people my story, and also tell them about, you know, the fostering of their own personal resilience and those kind of things. And I just want, I suppose the main thing that kind of came out of the last week and a half is like, How do you, like, a lot of people ask me, how do I help people, or how do I, you know, get through to people that I know and love about looking after themselves a bit more? And I was like, do you know what? I've been there a million times myself. I've been there fucking a million times of trying to help people that I know and that I love and that are very close to me, or just even trying to, you know, push them into, you know, getting into that kind of out of the comfort zone and into that kind of zone where they're challenging themselves and they're forcing themselves to grow and learn. And what I have realized is you can push and shove all you want, but it really is up to the person themselves on whether they want to be helped or not, right? And that's something that I've come to learn over the last number of years. I suppose it comes with the maturity of learning that everybody is going to do their own thing, you know, basically all of the time. And that's absolutely fair, because, look, we all have the ability to choose for ourselves what we want and what we don't want from life. And the thing is some people actually want all of the good stuff, all of the, you know, looking after their health, looking after their well-being, looking after their, you know, physical and mental state. They want all of those things, but they haven't developed the tools to enable them to actually do that. And so when I ask somebody, oh yeah, do you want to go out and start hiking with me, or start going doing a bit of runs, or you want to do all that kind of stuff? It's basically like asking somebody who has no prior knowledge of carpentry, or who has no carpentry tools, to come and help you build the stairs. That's basically it, and that's the way that I've come to look at it. Is it's like, you can't just go, oh yeah, you can't press what you're doing onto somebody else in that way, in my opinion, right? This is all my opinion here, right? What I think is far more beneficial to you and to those other people is this ability to live your life, right? And let that light shine. And be a beacon to people, right? And that's actually, that's what we do as human beings, I think, since the dawn of time, is we look at other people and we take our direction from that. That's how we survived. That's how we learned to work together in groups. That's how we, you know, how we built civilization from the ground up, is just, and society, culture, whatever way you want to call these things, it's all just learned behaviors of the things and the people and the happenings around us, right? That's all it is. And I'm even seeing that now, like, even with my son, if I start going ow bow and start doing kind of noises to him, he'll copy those noises, and I mean it. Like, he's 2 months old and he's copying the noises. He's saying them right back. So I hear him say a noise and I'll continue to say it, and then he'll keep saying it and saying it and saying it. And that's, he thinks he's communicating with me in that way, right? So learning from that, right, I feel like when I first started looking after my mental health and physical health, it's like, you know, the convert becomes the preacher. You know, it's like, you know, somebody who's ever given up cigarettes, right? They give up cigarettes and then they start going, oh geez, you should really give up those cigarettes now, because that's they're bad for you, right? And you're like, okay, how many times were you told that you should give them up before you actually gave them up? And did people telling you to give them up make you give them up? Probably not. Actually, definitely not. People telling you to give up cigarettes was in no way the reason why you gave up cigarettes. You gave up cigarettes because you decided that, you know, I'm able to do it. I have the skills. I have the willpower. I have that ability to give them up. And I want to make that decision, you know, for myself. Obviously, it's, you know, if you've got children and stuff like that, you're making the decision for them. Or if you've got a partner that you love, you're making it for them as well. But it's ultimately you. It can't be anybody else just saying to you, you should give them up. And then, oh yeah, geez, you know what, now that you said it, I suppose I should give them up, you know. And that's the thing. It's like you have people that get on this positive road, like me, right? This positive road of going, looking after their physical health, looking after their mental health. And they get on this track and they go, do you know what? Everybody should be taking this drug. You know, everybody should be taking this drug of getting outdoors and getting fresh air and moving their body and exercising and looking after what they do with themselves, how they think about themselves, how they act towards themselves, what they eat, drink, sleep, everything, right? Everybody should be doing this, right? Is what you're thinking in your own head. But the thing is that you had to come to that way of life. And you had to foster that way of life, albeit with the help of others, but really by yourself, right? Because it's no matter what you do, and no matter the, and we've been shown this time and time and time again, no matter the resources made available to you, no matter the education and expertise that you're able to take advantage of, unless you have the want, desire, and ability to apply those and the applications of those, it doesn't make any difference. If you have all of the necessary tools, right, give it to you. Excuse me. If you have all of the necessary knowledge given to you, and you don't have any way of actually, you know, in your own mind, like making those into real skills, it's like, what? You know, it's like you've ever been in maths class and you're getting somebody who's taught this for 20 years straight. They know how to teach it, they know how to explain it, and yet you're like, I have absolutely no idea what's going on here. that's the way I think I felt for a long time when people were trying to get me to start doing healthier stuff, was like, I realize what you're saying, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to maintain it. I know how to maybe do it for a day or 2 days or a week or maybe a month, but I don't know how to, you know, create it as part of my life. And I think that's the biggest thing, is like, it's really a teach a man to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime. You know, you give him a fish and he'll eat for a day. It's that kind of an idea, right? So what I'm purporting is, right, is and I heard this from Jordan Peterson, right? A very, very interesting quote that was brought to my attention by Dan from Primal Podcast Studios, right? And shout out to Dan from Primal Podcast Studios. And if you need anything in terms of growing your podcast, or an idea of how to shape and produce your podcast, or and obviously record your podcast, get on to Dan, Primal, P-R-Y-M-A-L, Primal Production Studios, right? What I heard from Dan and subsequently listened to by Jordan Peterson was this idea of the campfire, right? The idea of the campfire. And it's like, you can tell people all you want about the way you live your life and tell them the way they should be doing it too. Or you can light the campfire, right? And by lighting the campfire, what we mean is, and this is something to I alluded to in Project 32, was lighting the campfire and having this mobile campfire that went around me for 32 days. And this is just a little section of what I'm going to talk about, really, in the rest of this podcast. It's going to be quite a nice, short, neat podcast. And the idea is that you light your campfire and all of the others that are stumbling through the dark, like we all were or are at certain points in time in our life, we're stumbling through the darkness of the forest and we see this flickering light up ahead. It's very faint and it's in the distance. And it's like a guide. It's a guiding light. We can see nothing but darkness around us, and yet through the trees we see this light. And so we start to move towards it, and we start to get closer and closer to it, and maybe we start to feel the heat from it, and we start to feel the warmth and the comfort and the generosity of the light. And that is what living your life the way you want to live it does for others that are stumbling through the dark. They look at you and they say, this person is doing this and is feeling like this and is enjoying life and loving the way that they are doing things. And perhaps I could do that. And that's the spark. That's the spark that lights the campfire within them. And that's the spark that is an independent thought by that person. That is a monkey see, monkey do, right? Monkey see, monkey do is actually very, very powerful. It's, I see you, and you're living this super positive life, and you're living this way where, yes, you go through hard times, you go through periods and bouts of negativity, you go through the normal struggles of being a human being, but yet you are able to cope, you are able to manage, you are able to overcome. And I want some of that action. I want a piece of that cake. You know, I want to come down, I want to sit down and cross my legs in front of your campfire. That's what I want to do. And you'll get people toasting their hands off your fire. And by that I mean, you will have people that will have been told a million times that they should be doing this, you need to be doing that, you have to do this a million times, and will never have actually done it. And you know what? It actually made them regress sometimes. They'll actually feel like, I'm so far away from there, why even start, right? And I've had that mentality before in the past. It's like, I'm so far away from where these people are, why would I even begin, right? And what I kind of noticed is that if people actually come about the ideas of bettering their life by themselves, then they will be far more likely to make it part of their lives and stitch it into their DNA, right? Be far more likely to do that. And that is a tremendous thing, is you're lighting little campfires by just having your own, by just living your life the way you're living it. And it's very hard, especially when you see people in your life living in such a negative way, or living in such a way that, you know, doesn't produce a positive way of life. All you want to do is step in there and be the tag team member and tag in and go, here, I'll. This is what we'll do, I'll help you. You know, I'm going to take an old sup of West Cork coffee here now, you know. It's 20 minutes before 11 a.m. I try to get most of my coffee drank before 11 a.m. these days, you know. So I've 19 minutes before it hits 11. So I'm going to have an old sup of coffee. Absolutely zero editing being done in this podcast as usual. Like, you know, I like the conversation aspect of it, because if I was talking to you now and we were sitting down in a cafe, I'd be sipping on a cup of coffee as well, you know, but you'd be able to do a bit more talking. But I'm hoping that you will do a bit more talking, that you will enjoy you know, the podcast enough that you'll reach out and you'll kind of say, here, look, I actually liked this about it. I think you could explain this a bit more or a bit better, or you could do a better job of doing this. Whatever you have in terms of feedback, love to hear it, because that's what I love about, you know, podcasts, is it's a free sharing of ideas, and that's what it is, you know. And if I can add to the ideas that I share by you helping me do so, fantastico, muy bueno, ultra goodness. And you know, this feeds on to another aspect of this whole topic, right? Of, you know, the lighting of the campfires is, you know, when it comes to my son, right? When it comes to my son, or it comes to anybody who is trying to have a positive influence on somebody else, is if I want Cooen, if I want my son to be a good man, I must show him what a good man is, and I must be the man I want to be, to make him the man I want him to be, right? So it's very, very important that I realize that, because if I'm there pointing at him going, this is what you're supposed to do now, and you do this, and you do that, and you do this, and I'm not doing this, and I'm not doing that, and I'm not holding myself to my own standards, then it teaches him that it's more important what you say than what you do. Which is just not the case. What you do is 1,000 million times more important than what you say. That's the thing. I must be the man I want him to be, if I want him to be the man that I want him to be. So I must have a high sense of morality, a high sense of diligence, of hard work, of honesty, of all of the things that integrity, all of the things that I want him to have, I must have in abundance. I want him to have, you know, the ideas of working hard for your dreams, of continuing on a path, of, you know, stick-to-itiveness. I want all of those things. I must show him that by me doing what I do, by me being me, you know, because that's the best thing. I can tell him things all I want, but if I don't show him, if I don't give that example on a day-to-day basis, it doesn't matter what I say to this boy. Because he's going to look for other people. If I'm not that strong role model, if I'm not that role model that takes charge, that shows leadership within my family unit, then, and I mean leadership within the family unit by sometimes not saying anything at all and doing the dishes, cleaning the house, taking care of things, that's leadership. If I don't do that, and obviously Mel is a leader within the family as well, if we're not doing that, then he will have no idea what a leader is supposed to do. He'll have no idea what you know, being a man actually is. And you know, another point that was raised during the whole International Men's Day was this idea of masculinity, and I have massive issues actually with the narrative in which we talk about masculinity. Masculinity really has become a label we've used for antisocial or not so good behavior from men. That's what we associate now with masculinity. We associate it with this idea of toxic masculinity. Basically, go away and fuck off with this whole toxic masculinity business. It's not toxic masculinity. It's pricks and dickheads, men that are have given wake to this idea of toxic masculinity. No. Stop speaking for the entire gender by saying toxic masculinity, all right? Because it's just fuck that, right? Because when we get this idea of, oh, toxic masculinity, then we can't act this way and that way and the other. Masculinity, or being a man, is a wonderful, beautiful thing and a necessary thing, right? And being a woman is a beautiful and necessary thing. We would not survive without those ideologies of those partnerships, right? Of men and women and men and men and women and women, right? That's that all of this has to take place. And this idea of toxic masculinity is just a way of labeling behavior from men that we do not accept as men and women. I don't accept the behaviors that people talk about with this in terms of like sexual harassment, sexual abuse, taunting and jibing at people constantly on a sexual basis. All of those behaviors are abhorrent to me and to 99.9% of the people that I know. Right? Actually, 100% of the people that I 100% of the people that I hang out with, it would be abhorrent to them to hear about all these things. And so don't label it as toxic masculinity. Label it as, this guy is being a prick. This guy is being a dickhead. This guy's behavior is unacceptable. It's not toxic masculinity, right? Because masculinity and the idea of masculinity and being a man is a beautiful thing. My idea of masculinity is hugging my child, hugging my partner, cleaning the house and helping her in that way, taking him off of her hands for a half an hour so she can do work. That's masculinity. That's taking a leadership role within the household. And there are elements of Mel that are masculine as well, that she is a leader. She's a leader of women. She's a leader within this house. She's showing Cooen how it is to be a woman and how a woman should be treated by mine and her relationship. That's this idea of this example being far more powerful than words. The examples of how we live. And so I will bring Cooen up with the idea that masculinity is a wonderful thing. A wonderful thing to take charge of your own life, take charge of the elements of your life and responsibility and accountability for who you are and what you have in your life. It's a wonderful thing, an absolutely wonderful thing. Masculinity is a wonderful thing. And look, we're always searching for labels on things, but being a good man is a wonderful thing. You know, and being a good man is a person that is in touch with his emotions, in touch with his feelings, is aware of himself, has great self-understanding, has wonderful self-compassion, has an honesty and accountability about what he does and how he interacts with other people. That's a good man. That's what we all seek to be as men. And it is when we often become very scared. Either we become scared of ourselves and how we are in our own lives. Perhaps we get scared of women and the roles that they play in our lives. That you see some men with this kind of less favorable actions and ideas. And I mean, you know, on the less serious extent of things. Obviously, like people that sexually harass or abuse women, that's absolutely unacceptable and can never be accepted and can never be explained away. But it's about this idea of how do we foster and identify what actually makes good members of society. And I really do feel like for my son, you know, it's going to be a strong male role model. It's going to be me. It's a huge responsibility, but a huge adventure to know that I am the ultimate example to him of a man and what a man does and how a man is. And if I'm showing love towards Mel and I'm showing love towards him and I'm taking accountability and responsibility for what I should be doing in my life, that's what I need to do. That's all I need to do to show emotional awareness, to show self-compassion, honesty, accountability, love. These beautiful things that we take for granted sometimes as a universal good, we need to show that to the people that we want to influence in our lives. And that's the thing. I could tell him all I wanted, and this is the, you know, I could tell the people that I love that I want to, you know, be taking get better care of themselves. I could tell them to start doing this, that, and the other. But instead of telling them, how do I just live my life, exalting these ideas and these ways of life. If I live my life in the way that I want to live it, in an authentic, honest way, then they see that, and then it is this idea that learned behavior, and this behavior that is learned from one human being to another, is far more important and far more long lasting than this lesson that is being kind of drilled into somebody. You know, we all know people that we've seen in life and we've taken something from, and we've said, right, that's what I want, right? That's what I want. That's a desirable thing, a desirable trait, and I want to do those things. I want to be that person. And we take that on. It's a completely natural way to live life as human beings. We've been learning from each other for millennia, and we continue to do so for right now. So this is what I want to kind of end on, really, is be you. Be you. Live your life the way you want to live it, in a light of positivity, self-compassion, honesty, integrity, accountability, love, and awareness of self, and awareness of feelings and emotions. Live in that way, and I'm telling you, you will light that campfire and you will allow people to come towards that, step out of the darkness and warm themselves by the light, the generous light of your campfire. All right, I know that they will. And that's the best way that we can live our lives, really. Because we're not then living to help other people. We're living, and by you know, a result of that is other people start to see it and go, yeah, you know what, that's the norm, you know. And that's the thing, in Ireland we've got issues with alcohol consumption, and it's because we grow up and we see, oh yeah, how you have a good time is drink loads of drink. That's how you have a good time. And that's that learned behavior surfacing in a negative way. But we can do it by surfacing it in a positive way. So, you know, things we can do right now, if we're in that position where we want to start living better, is, okay, what do we do a lot of at the moment? We spend a lot of time on social media. Be cognizant of who you follow on social media. Do you follow people that purport the same ideas in which you wish to foster? Do they have the same ideologies as you? Okay, well, if they don't, maybe you could unfollow some of these more negative people, and maybe you could search out and seek and follow more positive individuals. That's one thing that we can do today that would benefit us, right? Coming back to crewman, right? And this is a great thing about crewman is, a lot of people get to the point where they may outgrow their school friends or their college friends or maybe even their work friends, right? They might just outgrow these people and they might think, do you know what? I don't want to go to the same place, drink the same drink, and do the same things every single weekend. And this is where communities like Crewman are going to help these people search for a different way of life and find a different way of life and find different people that can really, you know, that will be able to help them find a different way of life, you know, and that's where Crewman is coming in. So if you do want to get in, you know, get involved with a Crewman hike or excursion or anything at all, just message me and I will let you know what level you're at, when you can get involved. I will have beginners hikes. They're all going to be donation based. In the new year, I'm going to have beginners hikes. And it'll be a great way to get involved, all right? So enjoy the week ahead, just keep lighting those campfires. Keep being an example to, number one, yourself. Be an example to yourself first and foremost. And then by being an example and setting that example for yourself, you will be that example for others. I just want to thank everybody that has become a patron of the podcast recently. It's absolutely fantastic to see new patrons coming on board and supporting the podcast. Sorry that there was 2 weeks there where I didn't make the podcast. I felt like I didn't have the mental space to really give what I would believe to be a good level of podcast, you know. So I just felt like I was, to be honest with you, I was still feeling the financial strain of doing Project 32. You don't earn much money by running around the country for free and for charity. So I didn't have that mental space. All I was actually thinking about really was how can I actually maintain financial stability for myself? And so I really was just kind of trying to do things that would allow that to happen. And so that's just me being blatantly and honest with you guys, is I just needed to look after the finances a bit, you know. And that's the thing about living your life the way you want to live it. Sometimes you'd have to give up things like financial security, you know. But then again, I was in the kitchen this morning with my son, and we were just having a bit of a laugh and a joke as I was cooking breakfast and cleaning the kitchen up a bit and making coffee. And I was able to play with him and hold him and make him laugh and make him smile and do those wonderful things that I wouldn't give up for financial security ever. Go and spend 8 hours a day. I don't know how people do it, spending 8 hours a day away from their children. I have massive respect for people that do that to you know, to earn money for their children, to spend that much time away from them. I couldn't do it. I just don't feel like that would be something that I could do. I like being around him way too much. I have much respect for people that do that. So you know, just on a final note for everybody, the nights are getting colder and longer. You know, continue to look after yourself. Continue to get outside when you can. Continue to look after your diet. A lot of the time I find myself, when it comes to this time of the year, I'm like, oh yeah, go on, I'll keep eating the snacks and I'll eat that. And it doesn't make you feel good after a while. You're just like, oh, I'm after eating so much crap food over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, it'll just lead to a negative kind of negative results, let's say. So look after yourself, drink your water, you know, try and get to bed early when you can, and just look out for each other. You know, just as I said, light that campfire, and if people come over to warm their hands on it, you know, welcome them in. And again, just thank you to everybody for listening. Thank you to all the patrons on the Patreon page. It's on Patreon, www.patreon.com/flipthescript. Just thank you so much, and I can't wait to start getting more guests in. I'm definitely looking to get guests in December, so we shall soon see if I can get that to happen. And I will talk to you guys very soon. As always, peace and love, Con.